Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, poll questions, which were tweeted out today sporadically at Happer Show. We hit them pretty hot early. Are you over the ACC Big Ten Challenge?
You talked me into this one.
I certainly am.
Get out of here.
58% agree. I don't need this. Nobody needs this.
It adds nothing to my life.
Is November 14th against Mercer close to November 19th against Austin Peay? Yes.
Yeah.
89% agree.
All right.
We did get a response to that one. It says, no, close, but that's more like November 17th versus the Citadel. All right. At least we got that. Can you hear Josh? I couldn't, so I'm going to vote no. 73% say no.
It was a harrowing couple of minutes there.
Did we figure out the issue?
Nope. It just fixed itself, Connor.
That's probably not a good thing.
No.
And finally, do we coddle kids too much? Yes. I would say yes. 86% agree. Wow. Look at this.
Not a lot of pushback.
Chris says, as a former elementary teacher, I 100% believe they're often too coddled. Cowboy Kermit said, kids are too West Coast offensive, too soft. They need to learn how to run the damn ball.
Great tweet.
Be tough. Learn a lesson.
Excellently crafted, Cowboy Kermit, as always.
Also, we got this one earlier that I from the Sipple interview. Hey, can you double check with Sipple on which Frost he was talking about? Still not convinced it's Scott. Thanks. I love when he does that. It cracks me up every time. Frost, you know, Scott Frost, the Nebraska football coach. It's like, oh
that one. Okay.
That guy. Okay. Got it. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. All right, what are we watching this weekend?
This weekend we're going to watch the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, 7 o'clock ABC. Colorado leads 3-1. They can clinch their first title in like 21, 22 years against the dynastic Tampa Bay Lightning. A lot of baseball on TV this weekend. Your Apple doubleheader, Cubs-Cardinals, followed by Tigers-Diamondbacks. FS1 has a doubleheader tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Nats-Rangers, followed by Mariners-Angels at 9 o'clock. Dodgers-Braves are on TV Saturday on Big Fox, Sunday on ESPN. And your Peacock game of the weekend is Mets at Marlins, 11 a.m. start there Sunday. There's a College World Series finals this weekend. I don't know. Have you heard this? People are saying.
Men's College World Series.
Yes, Men's College World Series. Ole Miss and Oklahoma. Game one is at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And in a NCAA ESPN conspiracy, game two is at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. USFL playoffs are this weekend. That's really all you need to know about the USFL playoffs. You don't need to know what time or channel or teams because I'm not looking it up. Downton Abbey. A New Era, the sequel to the 2019 film, is on Peacock now. I'm going to read you this the summary.
A Downton Abbey movie?
Downton Abbey movie sequel, Connor.
There was already a Downton Abbey movie?
Yeah, 2019. Catch up. The Crowley family goes on a grand journey to the south of France to uncover the mystery of the Dowager Countess's newly inherited villa. I almost fell asleep reading that.
Yeah, so that's basically my thought on Downton Abbey as well, but many people have told me, like, no, it's a good show. You should watch it. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm probably not gonna.
Still feels boring and overly British.
Yeah, Netflix new Kevin Hart movie called The Man from Toronto. Kevin Hart plays a man mistaken for a notorious assassin.
Oh, I got to look this up.
Co-stars Woody Harrelson and Kaley Cuoco.
Okay.
I might be in on that.
I'm definitely in on Woody Harrelson.
Mm-hmm. And Disney Plus.
6 out of 10 on IMDb. 27% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Disney Plus this weekend. A film called Rise. It is a biopic charting the coming of age of future NBA player Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh.
So the Giannis biopic is on Disney Plus this weekend. And finally, Sunday, 8 o'clock, HBO. I don't know why I'm recommending this.
Westworld!
Westworld is back!
Yes, I almost forgot, or I did forget several times.
And
who even knows what's happening in that show? I don't think it's been on TV in 3 years.
The early reviews for season 4 are not good. Not good.
I'm going to go for what happened in Westworld season 3? They got out of the Westworld. They got out of the bubble that they were in.
I saw, I'm sorry, what's her name?
Dolores.
On Good Morning America this week, and they said, so your character's no longer a robot. She's alive now. I'm like, oh, things have happened since the first season of Westworld.
Yeah, is that true? She's not a robot anymore?
James Marsden returns to the series.
What?
This weekend, yes. He was on Good Morning America with her.
Yeah, I guess he died, but he was a robot. So.
And he said in the interview, I knew from day one, before we ever shot one episode, I was told that I die and come back a few seasons later. My BS meter went off.
When we can do that in shows, when we can mess with timelines and we can make people alive or dead, even if there's a really good and sound reason for it, it still loses my attention.
If you bring someone back from the dead, I can never trust anything you do again on the show.
Yeah, the stakes just aren't as high anymore.
Yep.
You lose all that sense. I might give it a shot. Who knows?
I won't.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor. Good to be back.
As What to Watch, we'll be back in full on Monday. Also, join us at the Omaha Baseball Village this weekend prior to the Men's College World Series game. Josh will be manning the ship, I think, with Schaefer and Sipple, or Sipple tomorrow.
Yeah, Sipple tomorrow, Schaefer Monday if necessary.
Monday if necessary, and then me and Ravi on Sunday. Have a good weekend. Crossover's next. Talk to you guys later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.